Righto, Ralph, you've got to top the absurdity of fact with some, well, not fiction actually, Back in the Days by Melvyn Bragg. What do we have here?
Well, I've got to be very careful here, Catherine, because this could become an interview about Ralph McAllister rather than Melvyn Bragg. Because Melvyn Bragg's same age as me, or just a year younger, and he is, of course, desperately well known for not only coming from Weekton, that is in Cumbria, as a poverty-stricken family, tried to make good, and became Lord Bragg all these years later. But this particular book is like a mirror to my past. It's about the time from when he's born up to the time when he finally, reluctantly, goes to Oxford as one of the working-class people who should never have dared to think about going there. And it's just the most stunning evocation of life as a child and an adolescent. And every other page I turned, I was back in my own childhood. I was at the swimming baths that we used to go to every day. I was at the shows at the fair, where the roundabouts and the swings and the descriptions. I just kept thinking, yes, I know exactly what he's talking about. It's a story about his relationships with his father and mother, called Back in the Day, lovely title. And his father could have gone to a scholarship, a grammar school, but he didn't. He stayed in Weekton. Weekton, 5,000 people, 12 churches and 5,000 people. So you can just imagine the layers of sort of hypocrisy, disputes, love, joy, and so on. But his mother, Melvyn found out many years later, was illegitimate. And that started a whole fresh thought and analysis for him. How many people knew in the town when he was a child, right? We go through his childhood. We get his friends. We get the bullying that went on. It's not a sad story, though. It is shimmering with wonderful tales of just living in a small town and getting on with it. It's class-ridden, and that's, I think, the lovely phrase about class, the degrees of class in the environment was salami thin, which I rather like. But also, let me just go to the crucial thing that affected me deeply. People say, how is this not? It's the money, stupid. You know that phrase. Well, here it's the teacher, stupid, because he gives us examples of how his whole life was turned around by two teachers at his grammar school. And I just would like to just read you a wee bit about that, because it just emphasises to me, you can have all the money in the world, you can have all the carry-on from different sort of genres, but it's the teachers that make the difference. This is Mr. James, brought up in Madagascar, as a seven children of a congregationalist missionary life. He goes to war, he's a Spitfire pilot, he comes to this grammar school, and this is what I like. It was the vigour of the man. He marched into every lesson, primed for takeoff. A civil good morning, good afternoon, and then he was off. It took some time for him to be liked, but none at all for him to be respected. His energy, this is a wonderful quote, his energy swept across the 30 bent heads like a stiff breeze over a cornfield. Somehow you felt compelled to keep up. Now and then, at the end of the lesson, he would say thank you before he marched out. His energy helped to recharge the school. And I so often know of so many of the wonderful teachers I've met in my own time, and that's what they had.
You felt a wonderful affiliation with it, but for anyone of his generation or familiar with his, God knows how many books, about 40 books, I think, are they getting some wonderful insights into the making of him from here?
Totally. I can't wait to go back and reread most of it again. Remember, he was the one who was South Bank.
Yes, yes.
All these wonderful arts programmes. Uh-huh. He was so rich in the language and the novels. If I could just suggest that if you want to start with Melvyn Bragg, Soldiers Return Quartet, I think he's the most marvellous creator and creative person I've met in a long time.
Fantastic. So Back in the Day by Melvyn Bragg is published by Hachette, $60 the price. Thank you, Ralph, for the review.
Thank you.